Hello everyone, welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Willie Morales. And on today's show, I want to talk about partnerships and some of the bad ones that I've had. I'm not going to mention names, obviously, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it either because, I have to say that I'm a little sour on partnerships currently. Doesn't mean that I won't change my mind, and if I find the right partner, things could get better, or hopefully could get better of what I'm going through with my past partners. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I've been seeing, all these books about collaborating, forming partnerships, joint ventures and all that, which I think is fine if everybody's on the same page. And I'm going to read an article a little later after I talk about my partners and my ex-partners, as you say. And pretty much this young lady, her name is Stephanie, gives you almost like a step-by-step on how to, protect yourself, from partnerships, especially bad ones. So, like I said, I don't want to say, sound down. I'm just saying this is what I've gone through. Part of it's definitely my fault because I haven't done my due diligence on the person. You get excited when you're working at the beginning, but if you don't see any results, if you don't see any action, if you don't see any communication, then what the hell's going on? Why are you in this partnership in the first place? It's like someone told me, it's like dating. You got to get to know someone 3, 6, 9 months before you guys, before we move to the next step. So this is the same thing as in business partnerships. I read an article by a guy named Angelo Rumora, E-N-G-E-L-O Rumora, R-U-M-O-R-A. And he talks about how he weeds out potential flakers. Is that he tells them, hey, let's, get to know each other for the next 6 to 9 months. If you think this is something that we could work on, or if you agree to the terms, we get to know each other, we ask each other questions, we pick each other's brains, and if it's something that we, we like, working with each other at the beginning, then we could form a partnership. Also, don't forget, a partner is 50-50. I'm going to talk about forming your team on the next podcast. And that's a totally different story because you're forming a team that is interchangeable. You have a one-time and one-time agreement. If you're working with a real estate agent, you could work with them in one city and then have another one in a different city. So you're not married to these guys, your team, so to speak, except maybe your lawyer and maybe your CPA. Again, depending on where you work. So anyway, so let me start with the beginning. So this is 2006-07, I'm thinking. I've just went to the Real Estate Wealth and Expo Show in New York City, Jacob Javits Center. I think it was November of 2006, if I remember correctly. It was 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. You could do real estate. This is all the pumping that these guys did. They had cheerleaders. They had music. They had, Kramer, if you guys know him from CNBC, talking about stock picks. Anyway, so I go to these two events, Saturday and Sunday. I'm hooked. I say, hey, I could do this. After that, I became a seminar junkie. Started going to seminars almost 2 or 3 times a month. Anyway, I went to one in particular where I bought this DVD. It was $20. It was these young guys from New Jersey. And it pretty much almost gave you a step-by-step on how they started buying multi-unit properties in New Jersey. Newark, Irvington, Camden, I think it was in those areas. And so I was kind of inspired. Here I am, a 42, 43-year-old, about that age, starting late in life in terms of entrepreneurship, but this is something that I wanted to do. I was tired of working 9 to 5, even though I'm still working 9 to 5, let me put it that way, but just tired of living paycheck to paycheck. So, buy the DVD, go home, look at it, watch it two or three times. I say, hey, you know what? This is something that I want to do. First person I call, one of my closest friends. I worked with this guy for years. Met him in 88. This is 2006, so it's almost, 18 years later. So I told him, hey, let's get into real estate. Let's do this. He saw the DVD. He was inspired himself. Now here, where it all went wrong. Well, part one of where it went wrong. First, he says he wants to bring his best friend, which is fine. I knew who he was. I said, okay, sure. Then he wants to bring his second best friend. So I said, okay. Then he wants to bring his cousin, who's a contractor. So I was good with that. One of the guys, my friend's best friend, says, hey, I have a guy I know, my cousin in New Jersey, or his cousin in New Jersey, who's an investor. So I said, sure, let's meet this guy. Let's get to know him. We get to know him. Within 2 to 3 months, we decided to form a corporation ourselves, there's six of us. Boy, within a couple of weeks after we formed this company, there was some major strife between, two of the partners. My friend's friend, you know, my best friend and his friend, sorry if I'm confusing you, decided he doesn't want to work with us because the guy that had the real estate experience wouldn't give him any information on a property that we had just looked at. The experienced investor said that the numbers don't work, so he doesn't think it should be a good deal for us, or he doesn't think it's a good deal for us. So I asked him, okay, can you break it down? Oh, it's just the numbers don't make sense. The guy called him, asked him the same thing. He wouldn't answer. The guy that called the senior investor hung up. Then I get phone calls all over the place saying, hey, so-and-so hung up on the experienced investor. Then I call the guy. Just making a long story short, it was a disaster. We did amazingly nothing. We met a couple of times. Nobody wanted to put up any money. Three out of the partners didn't have any money to put up. We didn't know, and I kind of agree, we didn't have the leadership back then. So we didn't know if we wanted to fix and flip. We didn't know if we wanted to wholesale or buy and hold. The experienced investor would have suited us fine if he would have helped us. Well, anyway, again, it was a disaster. I left within a year or even less than that. I said, you know, this is not working out. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm out of here. So I left. After that, pretty much just started learning more and more about real estate, just getting educated. So shortly after, I knew this young lady that had experience in real estate, and she knew a guy that was an investor. He was looking for a credit partner. You know, there was something in it for me, also some cash flow every month. So I said, okay, let me meet with this guy. And I met with him, seemed like a nice guy. And you know, let me go back to the first batch of guys. This way, just to let you know, they were all good guys, but the goals were not the same. You know, my goals compared to their goals. So that's why that partnership ended. This guy, so I signed a I co-signed a loan. The mortgage was under my name, the deed was transferred to my name because I had the good credit. This guy would pay everything. First thing we had to do was get an appraisal. If the appraisal came in, let's say at 180 or 160, then it was chance that he could refinance, pull some money out, give me some cash up front, and then pay me monthly. Well, the appraisal came, I think, 30, 40,000 of what he hoped for. After that, pretty much everything went downhill. I almost got, in fact, I got a letter from, I think, the lender to sue me for back payment. I went to this guy. I said, dude, what's going on here? You know, they're sending letters to my job now. Needless to say, thank God everything worked out. Nothing came out of my pocket. Everything was given back to the lender. The lender took over the property. The plus I get this guy, he was a good family man. He always talked about his family and all that. But, you know, the minus, guy doesn't pay his debts. So that's partnership number two. So you've seen the pattern here, hopefully. Partnership number three. My brother-in-law and my niece call me. They want to form a partnership with me. It was a mobile video service. So imagine a 40-foot truck or one of those movie trucks that has video games inside. What's that? Xbox and PlayStation, but on your wall, on the walls and all that, you could play games, and it goes from block to block. Now, it sounded like a good idea, but I didn't do my due diligence. Pretty much, you know, I guess I signed my life away. My brother-in-law and niece basically screwed me over. And listen, I take a huge amount of blame because I should have followed the statements every day, and I didn't do that. While they were having fun with my credit, and I was studying on the side, I was up to my neck in debt. The business failed within 6 to 8 months. They didn't have enough money. I wasn't going to sign for any more credit. September of 2010, March of 2011, April 2011, I ended up taking over the debt of $50,000. My brother-in-law and niece were nowhere to be found. Where were they? Again, nowhere to be found. Phone calls, if they would return my phone calls, they would just make excuses. My brother-in-law never heard from my sister. I talked to her about it. Basically, she kind of abandoned me. So, sorry that I'm getting into the psychological hour of peer-to-peer, but it's just devastating that, your own family did this to you. So, the plus, none. They don't pay their debts. Next partnership. And I won't go through all of them because I don't want to bore you guys. I think you get the point is you got to do your due diligence. You got to get to know these people extremely well. You know, one of the ways that I'm looking to, form a partnership is, hey, how's your credit? You know, that's personal, maybe, but you don't know. You don't know what these guys are going through. Are they paying their bills? Now, if they lost their job or they had a medical emergency, that's a different story. But you want to see that they're working on their credit. So anyway, so this young lady by the name of Stephanie Clayman, she wrote an article about how to protect yourself. So I'll definitely put it on the show notes about partnerships. First thing she says is agree on what everyone is putting in. Everybody got different assets and skills. And then what you contribute to the partnership is going to be important. So definitely, you know, when you form your partnership, what is everybody putting in terms of value and skills? Because that's going to decide who gets what. If it's two people, then it's 50-50. If it's more than two people, then you got to decide if you're going to split everything, you know, three ways, four ways, or whatever. Second, agree on who owns anything that the partnerships create. Now, if one of the partnerships creates an app, you know, then obviously they have the right to own it and to market it the way they want, unless they're going to include the partnerships and they give a percentage to their partnership. So definitely reach an agreement before you move forward. But so agree on what everybody's putting in. Agree on who owns anything that the partnership creates. Third, agree on how the profits are going to be distributed. Like I said, if it's two people, then usually it's 50-50. Four people, then you split it four ways. Anything more than that, then that math gets complicated. So definitely think of those three. right? Agree on what everyone's putting in. Agree on who owns anything that the partnership creates. How the profits are divided. Number four is, which is one of the most important ones, I think it should be in the top two, is agree on what everyone is going to do. Who is responsible for what? For me, I'm going to go and try to find deals. Second person should try to find the money. The third person should try to find the leads. That, as an example, everybody got to have their role in a team. If they don't, or if you don't set that from the get-go, then that's a disaster waiting to happen. Also, if the partnership dissolves after a year, 2 or 3 years, how is everything going to be divided up? Who gets what? Who has the right to use the name? Who has the right to continue the operations while the other members are not doing it anymore? So definitely talk about that. You know, so that's number five. And the final two is agree on what happens in the event of dissolution. How are the assets and liabilities divided, especially if you got liabilities? Who's going to pay for what? That's going to be important. Who's going to pay for what? Are you going to foot the bill yourself 100% while the other partners are going to go scot-free? Uh-uh. You got to have that in writing. And the final, which I just said, everything has to be put down in writing. If you can't prove what was agreed on between you and those partners, then there's going to be a lot of litigation probably happening because someone's going to get sued for being screwed over on a deal or two. So anyway, guys, I just don't want to put a damper on you finding partners. You got to be on the same page. You got to have the same goals and put everything in writing. Everybody has their own assignment. Who's going to put what in the partnership? Who's going to contribute where in the partnership? Once you have that, then you guys should be good to go. Anyway, guys, I want you to, thanks for listening to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate. I'll try to give you more shows like this, what I'm going through and some of the issues, some of the gurus just don't say this stuff, and I'm just going to be transparent and just tell you, listen, I've had, six partnerships that, I wrote down today, the names of the people that I work with, and I got six out of seven been disaster. I have a current partner right now, and she's doing a few side projects, which eventually will lead her back to real estate hopefully soon. But other than that, the others, it's just been disaster. So I'm taking it as a hint that, hey, maybe I should do this on my own and build my team on the side and then just work, learn as I go and work with whoever I have with me on the team at the beginning. Anyway, guys, again, thanks for listening to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate. Please keep the momentum going. If you got something going on that you're enjoying, that you like to do, if there's a passion that you want to turn into a business, go for it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. It's your life. Don't let anyone else run it. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to Peer-to-Peer, and I'll see you guys and talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.